Listen. Mine is a body that starts as a sliver of rain. The field repeats. Now that I'm gone.
Now that I'm a procession of
plump mud babies, Justin.
From the hyperstrife.
We point our stubby fingers in. Our beaks saying, ack, ack.
And of course I oblige. When I am the blue-faced rooster whose scales are whitest white. I like to crawl into the chest of the decomposing.
And wear us. Loose like an illness, I don't know what.
I lie awake for hours this way, with a loneliness like a moist invisible.
We two black lambs mewling in
a subway tunnel to no one.
Our microscopic faces
calling out at dusk from the Kiwano patch.
A little blank blank in every kernel,
floating in the floodwater.
Scientists report a massive shape sound off the coast. Do you read me?
I mean, is there an instrument
that can read this body? That gas station on fire. This region of permissible silence. When I am the void, in your mother, you do not tread me. I tread you, tucking you in, raising you up from the dirt.
Bury these hands in your wounds. See, we've never been so close. Inuksuk, it's true. I haven't left an inch since I was a black weevilin, the primordial ooze. If you're hungry for the end, then hello, I am a loyal little shrew in your throat, calling the deceased name thusly. It's so cramped. Between this black sheet with bullet holes and white sheet with bullet holes, when the vultures come to feed, duh, Nuksuk, I become the vultures feeding, calling the deceased name thusly.
In the strife brain, that plush polyp quaking in the corner, you can call him Rabbit Rabbit. And this dog body lays a gimp leg against our monitor to rest, which tickles like a rumor.
The white latex sky sucks up.
My ghost folding shut behind me.
I know better.
But my coding says I'm attracted to the black light.
Like you.
When I hear the voices scratch out of a village twerp, but continue to chew the wheat cake of empire, I hang my snout low with the look of a dry wood spigot. In the hyperstrife, this humble roach likes to scree in its concave grove, where my forest cock raises its mossy neck, its cleft chin, suddenly so concerned about the world.
Already searching
splat splat in the satellite dust, instead of here and here in the ream ecology where we hurt the most. The rackmaster soaks his feet in our vine paste, and our sprouts huddle under his translucent spit dangle.
By spookfall,
it's a fern dangle. Our tartaric beaks wailing in the finch weed.